right now. It's 7:08 and time for Steve's Say this morning.
Do you remember all the fuss when Volkswagen was caught fudging the figures on their car's emissions? I had a VW Golf at the time and carefully checked via the VIN whether my car was one of the affected models. Turns out it wasn't, but many were. Mind you, even the dodgy ones would have passed emission rules in Australia. We seem to have a very slack approach to such things. And yes, the Glasgow gathering is up soon when all minds turn green. They will be talking about erasing petrol and diesel use from about 2030, I think. I wonder if Australia will be ready for that with its passion for V8s and the new 5-litre Mustang. They say electric cars are the way to go, and who can deny the idea sounds good. But the governments are already implementing the per-kilometre tax structure, hardly an incentive. And will we have the recharging infrastructure? Think back to NBN, and I think you'll find the answer. And talking of recharging, as far as I know, it'll all be via the electricity grid with some solar thrown in. The majority of our power comes from coal-fired stations. So are we not taking a backward step, having coal-powered cars behind the shiny electric exterior? I'm Steve Kendall, and that's my say.